pezzi di 4
di 9. So we see that it does require a rabbi, no, it's different. Now we know a bar, we should be just a little bit of a come on. So even though it was in Vashi, or the Padre Kele, or the whole Kele requires a little bit. So that's only by watching. But whom we saw we have the Kele Bish. So in other words, so the more is required, that Tchume does require persecution. But it doesn't require the whole kingdom, only the Kila Bishop. That's how. But the Shem will explain it differently. The Shem will say that the more means that because Zakosu, you got the Zakosu of Oison, Vice, the whole Zakosu in the English, if it applies only to Kochin, it doesn't apply to Tchume. But the Mikemak really requires the Mikem because we pass like Rabbanon, that the Mikem means Chami. So it's the equivalent, it's the identical thing of Agole. So mainly because of Agole, in order to take out the Mikem, not because of the Zakosu of Mikem Shtif. The Zakosu of Mikem Shtif doesn't apply to Truma. That's the Zakosu of Ace. But Mikem, Mikemak really, So became visual requires Merike. The became visual in the kingdom requires Merike not on the score of the Xerasakosu of Merike Shti, but because of the Bria that was taken in. And without Agola, without Merike Mechami, it did not come out. Then Gemara says again, Rob Omar, Gwyd chi chael gom o ma. Di mai yn gwyb i an. Di mai yn gwyb i mosw. Ho, a chwyb i an ba chwyb i mosw. So ge, di sien yn ysbryd yn gwyb i mi. Ho, a chwyb i an ba chwyb i mosw. So di mi'n iawn reich. Nad gof iawn. Bydd iawn reich. Iawn reich. Because if it's young thing, how can I take it out of the dream? But, so the advice is, that the Shiva Sarambam means, that the Shiva Sarambam means, not like that Rishi. The other Rishi in the Mahoe. That when the Gemara says, hey, when the Gemara says, Yochid Shani Mahoe is at home, how when the rain saw, so the rain saw implies that the whole requirement of the legal Shiva doesn't apply to Truma or the Bajit. The Rambam also knows, Truma is also Jewish. So the middle of the mitzvah of the Kishtiba that is mentioned in the Torah should apply not only to Kochim, but to Truma also. Truma is also Jewish. Indeed, there are even exists a Kosovo, and so then we would require both Milke and Chitiba. So now there is exists a Kosovo. Or Boiso, so the Iso is Mimayat on Milke, the Chami. But Shtifa did say that it requires. Is there a blessing? That is the same. That means we see from this Gemara that if there hadn't been a Kosovo Beiso and say the truth is also Kedesh, then it should require Merike Bechami and Shtifa did say that. Oh, Merike and Shtifa did say that come together. So without this a Kosovo Beiso, I would say the same requirement that the price for whom, that the price to Kochi should apply to Truma as well. It doesn't apply to whom, because whom is not Kochi, it's not Kedesh. But whom is Kedesh? But now the Torah tells us Eso, so Eso implies that the same requirement doesn't apply. So according to all the Shemi, it doesn't apply at all. But you have to make the Miki Bechamim for a different reason, like how the Priya. Otherwise, if you're not married, the Chamim, so the Priya remains like it, and then when you put the Baretah in it, so the Yisya will be neglected, and it will be absorbed by the Hecha. But the Rambam Pshiti is not like that. The Rambam Pshiti is, since without it, so we would say that the same requirement that applies to Kochi applies to Truma also, but we have a Kosovo of Esau, so Esau only reduces the requirements. It minimizes the requirements. In other words, that we don't have to make both Merike Bechamim and Shtiva B'Tzeder, but only Shtiva B'Tzeder. But Shtiva B'Tzeder we need. Why? Because of the parasha of Merike of Shtiva. That is mentioned in Vayikcho. That is mentioned in Vayikcho in Tzad. The parasha of Merike of Shtiva. So that applies to all cases. We make good in the head, especially in Zakosov of Esau. I wouldn't be denied any deen of the mitzvah of the Kishtiva. Now that we have in Zakosov of Esau, so my dechim of Merike Bechamim, but Shtiva B'Tzeder, we're not denied. So we made a Shtiva B'Tzeder we need because of the mitzvah of Shtiva. Of Shtiva just as we need Shtiva by Kochim. So we need Shtiva by Truma as well. And without the Zakosov of Esau, we need the Riki also by Kochim as well. Now, so that means the Shitas Rambam means that they are by Kochim. So you have to be Magad Ham. The Riki is like a Kochim Ham. It means fill it up with point one. But come to Rambam. So by Kochim you have, if you are the Vashem Kochim, Chato Shon in the path. So then you have to realize that we came in the path for 2 reasons. First of all, because we want to go, we want to take out the grid. Otherwise, if you're not Magil, so then you pick again. So some of the path from some person that were absorbed in the Gadiro became later, after a game of Lilo or Shino of Lilo, so it becomes later. So, and that will be mixed up with the new call, let's say, that you are in Bashar. That's one reason as to why we have to make the Miki Bechamim. And there's another reason, because of the special mitzvahs I say, of Miki Bechamim. But why you have to shake it in too? That's not for the purpose of expecting it. So, Jesus, but it's also, it's possible that it's only implies that the mitzvah of Miki doesn't apply. But the mitzvah of Shtiva does apply. This is what the Radbaz says. So mainly the Rambam required Shtiva, and the Rambam says, they were Shabishal Batumah, who you bashal Batumah, you bishal Batumah. So, we should have had deal of the mind. So the Rambam is referenced to Achaz of Dalai Choitz. So then there is no Yisrael Mitzad, the day, but you less. It should be also because of Yisrael Echad Chilin Rabbanon, of being the Bashal in the Kingdom that is named the DNA, the answer is this is the Rabbanon, just it's a Rambam and Greece with Balayito, does not apply to the Erebola. So it doesn't apply to the Cholovi, does not apply to Trumo, relative to Kehani, so Trumo is a Erebola. But then the question arises, so why does the Rambam require him to visit the whole water? She took the answer is because Truma is also Kiddush. And without the Zakotim of Esau, I would say that without the Zakotim of Esau, I would say that he has to realize Hagome, Melike Enchti, but even after Chodali Choice. Because Chodali Choice is only an end disposes of Tamgiyikya. But here there is, besides Tamgiyikya, there is a special mitzvah of Melike Mishdivne. There is a special mitzvah of Melike. But he, and the mitzvah of Melike Shlife, according to Rambam, applies even after Chodali Choice. Not only came of Chodali Choice, but even after Chodali Choice. But by Truma, there is special disciples of Esau, that he doesn't, vis-a-vis Truma, so there is no mitzvah of Melike, but the mitzvah of Shlife there is. That's why the Rambam says, "You should not be on the mind." In the eye, I'm not even a but can you shit that or not? Because it's the real limit of realizing shit. Why is it the real limit of realizing the limit also? The answer is because it's a special as a person of voice of it. And when the Rambam and the Rambam explains, when the Rambam says, "Rambam explains more," what he says, "Rambam is tzricheh, Rambam ma the mind." So many Shidduchim say that Rabbi has been placed, the Rabbi has been placed to Yayin that is Chanan, that is Reitzi, if it's Eitzen, so to take it again. But the Rambam Shidduchim is not like that. The Rambam, I call it the Rambam, so when it says, Hoche Apil Yayin Bafu Yasuk, it is reference to Yayin Tzeli. So Shtifa can be realized not only in water, it can be realized in other liquids as well. In Yayin, in Yayin Mosuk. So that's for the purpose of fulfilling the mitzvah of Shtifa. But there is another kashe, if it make a gole, so if it's the basho full, so then the Yisrael will be. So the question is, so Yisrael will be flat? The answer is the Rambam has reference to an Enebiyeme, when he waited already 24 hours. So then there is no Yisrael, Mitzat Tamgiyikya. But the Chathchila generally it's also, because at least Tabu Gam is also Chathchila. But it doesn't apply to Terebola. So Truma is a Terebola. So then you ask, why does he have to make Shtive? Shtive because in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Merikim Shtive, by Kochi. So, but by Truma, there is a special Sakosu that it doesn't include the element of Merikim, but the element of Shtive, he does include it. He doesn't. Alright. Now, that is all for the day. Now, please go over the Mechaber and the Ramon for next week. And then, after we go over the next Simen, the two, and Mechaber and Ramon, so we go over certain Shachitas. If I don't want to go over Shachitas, I'm afraid that I'll become so involved in that I won't be able to finish my school. The two of Simitzari Dalet. Atechit kach chlevez b'diro shel bosa oro yifre misharinon b'chol ma shetochat menu b'diro lo yadinon kama nofit me. So if someone thrusts, let's say, a nuchike spoon in a fleishike pot, I mean, the fleshy part that has bosor in it, or the other way, vice versa. So then, we don't know what the quantity that is boluah in the milchik spoon. So melee. So if, let's say, he thrust in up to here of the spoon, the spoon reaches up to here. But in Teichadriro, he only submerged up to here. So we take the maximum. We don't know how many gzesim of cholov is balua in this part of the spoon. So we take the whole size of the of that part of the spoon that was thrust into the gdeira shel gosa. So let's say if the size of this part of the spoon that was submerged in the gosa is 10 gzesim, so then we have to be mishaya of 10 gzesim. But not the whole spoon. But then there is another shit. That in metal, since metal is a heat conductor, so memele cham miktsosi cham kule. So even though half of the spoon was thrust into the gdeira shel bosa that is on fire, or television, so even the other half that is outside the gdeira is also considered to be cham. So we have to be mishaya shishin neged the size of the whole spoon. והרב פרץ כוס אף שמעקב של מטרס משארים וכו'. אף מה שלא נכנס ממנו בדיר. משומך מקצוס החמקו. So we have two sheets. Now then another deal. ואם תוך הבקב בגדירו בייס פיומי, ולא ינדע בינתיי, צורך בייס פיומי סמך. ואם יהיה סמך לבטל להקב, so if he thrusts the spoon, the milchike spoon, twice in the gdeiro, and v'lo neida b'tayim, because if it's neida b'tayim, then bitl was chal on the first time. So we cannot be mitzari, but that he should require twice shishi. But if lo neida, so then bitl is not chal. So then he says, im tocha, the Torah says, im tocha bakav b'gdeiro beis v'omim, v'lo neida b'tayim, so beis v'omim sam. So that means, if let's say he pushed in he thrust the milchike spoon in the fleshike gdeiro, the gdeiro in the gdeiro shel bosa, once. So let's say at 6 o'clock in the morning he thrust the milchike spoon in the gdeiro shel bosa, and the size of that spoon, let's say, is ten gzeisim. So there is a possibility we always have to anticipate the maximum, even though it appears to us that no probability the maximum will not happen. But we don't know exactly how much was leaflet into the gdeiro shel bosa. So mainly we assume the maximum. Now the very maximum would be all the 10 gzeisim that is balua in the kafchileves was niflat. But then, if we assumed that mamish, the whole bliya 100% was extracted from the kafchileves and came out into the gdeiro shel bosa, so then when he pushes in the kafchileves a second time, so he wouldn't require shishim neged because there is no bliya of bosa, no bliya. But so. So the chumre, we assume that, and even though that's unlikely, but since there is such a possibility, we have to assume it, the chumre, that when he thrust the kafchil eves into the dirish of Gosa, let's say at 6 o'clock the first time, so 59/60 of the ten zeisim of cholov that is belua in the kafchil eves was extracted, came out, it was lifted into the Dira Shel Bosa, and that was replaced at the same time. So as he pushed the milchike spoon into the Dira Shel Bosa, so and the milchike spoon had 10 zeisim glia in it, in the interior of the milchike spoon, so 59/60 of the 10 zeisim were niflat into the Dira Shel Bosa, and the Gdeiro and the Kafchileves absorb 59/60 of Bosa from the Gdeiro Shel Bosa. 59/60. So the Mele, that spoon, while it was daily 59/60 of Cholov, of of 59, 60 years of Tengzeisim of Cholov, into the Teirah Shel Boso, it took in 59, 60 years of Tengzeisim, because that's the capacity of the capsules, the Achmosh. Tengzeisim is the capacity of absorption. So Mele, so in other words, on one hand, it was failing 59, 60 years of Tengzeisim of Cholov into the Teirah Shel Boso, and it was replaced by 59, 60 years of Tengzeisim of Boso into it. So then, 5 minutes later, he thrust the same spoon again. So that means that actually, twice Tengzeisim, a little minus, I mean a little less, but twice 20 Tengzeisim of Viseya were put into the Teirah Shel Boso. The first Chive Etzik Soklat, so 59, 60 years of Cholov came into the Boso. So that's Viseya. So it combined with the Boso. So you have 10 Tengzeisim of Viseya. Of Basel, so Tengzeisim, and then it was replaced by 59, 60 years of Tengzeisim of Boso, and that combined with the 1/60th of Cholov that remained, so together it was 60, 60 years of Tengzeisim of Boso of Cholov. Then, when 5 minutes after six, he thrust the spoon again, so Tengzeisim. Tengzeisim of Boso Becholov was put into the Teirah Shel Boso. So in the Teirah Shel Boso was put what? And when then, and what the first, through the first, through the first Chive. So Tengzeisim of Cholov was put into the Teirah Shel Boso. And through the second Chive, so Tengzeisim of Boso Becholov was put. So we need 60 times 20 Tengzeisim. This is what he says. V'intocha v'akam v'deiro beis piyomi v'lo neida b'intai to beis from himself. And even though, I mean, from the point of view of probability, it's unlikely. But if we knew exactly how much was nischat, the first chit, and how much was absorbed through the first chit, and how much was nischat to the second chive, then we would be mishaya. But we don't know, no one knows. So we consider the maximum. And the fact that this maximum is highly unlikely doesn't matter. So we consider it as if bivada through the first chive. So 59, 60 years of the 10 Zeisim Bolua in the Kaf Cheleves came out, and it was replaced by 59, 60 years of Tengzeisim of Boso, and then from the second Chive, that, so of course, so the 59, 60 years of Boso that the Kaf Cheleves absorbed, so combined with the 1/60 years of Tengzeisim of Cholov that remained latent, that did not come out to the first Chive, and then from the second Chive, so again, the Tengzeisim of Boso of Cholov, so became commingled with the Teirah Shel Boso. So we need twice shishit. So what he says, we'll need a bit time, because suppose he got notice after the first chive. So then bitl was chal on the 59, 60 years of the 10 Tengzeisim of Cholov in the Boso. Then when through the second chive, so we only need shishit neged the 60, 60 years of Tengzeisim of Boso Becholov, not twice Shishit. Oh, v'yutoha ha'kav d'ir, v'yisbom in the time, so v'yisbom in Samach. V'im yei Samach levat la'kav, ha'gdei revat tav shum utolim, av la'kav oser, because the g'dir and the tav shum is muta because there is Shishim, but the kav is it over muet relative to the Boso. So the mele, So there is certainly the calf by being thrust into the Teirah Shel Boso, thereby absorb a certain quantity of Boso, a small quantity of Boso. So Mimele Avala Kav Osea, and the Cholov certainly does not have the bliyeh that is in the Tavchilebes does not a pshishi neged the quantity of boso that the Tavchilebes absorb by being submerged into the leosho boso. So that means that the Kafkalabes has two things. It has a bria of boso that it absorbed through this chive, and it has a bria of cholo from before, because it's a Kafkalabes basyema. So Mimela is boso and cholo, it has a combination of boso and cholo in it. So Mimela. So, אבל הקף עושה בין עם בוסו, בין עם חלום, לפי שאיבלו לו מבוסו בחלום, ואפילו בדיעבד, הוא יסרס. אם חוזרו ותוכבו בין בבוסו, בין בחלום, כל זמן שהיא בסיימו, and the calf is also, in baby boso, baby cholov, and it's also even something that is not boso and cholov either, bichami, because the calf has a plea of boso bicholov. So mele, when you will be mivashe something far away, so it will be beleyak. Boso bicholov is also. All right. ואף הוא בלב ניסרס וחזרו ותחבו, בין בבוס או בין בחולות, כל זמן שבאתם, ואם לא שישים, הכי לא עושה בנוי, אפילו הגדיר, אך מותיה לא עושה סליסי חופי רציני, כמי שאיננו מגופו יסך. Even though the גדיר has a bria of boss of the cholov, but when you put, you cook something, then you have a noye from the boss of the cholov. Because there is plated, there is bria, and so on. Mashenkin, if you put something, say you put a cold apple into that gdeire that has a bria of basa b'cholov. So you have a noye from the gdeire by virtue of the fact that the gdeire is a gdeire. You don't have a noye from the gdeire insofar as it is used as a container for the apple. From the fact that the gdeire has a bria of basa b'cholov, and suppose the gdeire did not have a bria of basa b'cholov, so then it couldn't serve as a container for a cold apple. So the male, you have no anoy. Ach, but also, the seich of Perish, it's in a kim, she's in a kim, she's in a kim, she's in a kim, she's in a הגדירו והטף של מותו. הגדירו והטף של מותו. והקף אסור לכתחילה. בין אם בוסו, בין חול. So the Torah says, there is a remarkable deal, which the Bess Yosef took notice of. He says, "V'im ein akav b'yim." Suppose the milchikes spoon was not used for milchik in hot state for more than 24 hours. So it's listen tamul gam. So the tam of the cholov that is bolu abizichay is a tampob. So even though the gdeira shel boso, I mean, he was mevashel boso mamish. It's not shayach to discuss whether it's basim or not basim. It boso itself, the boso of the end, was misbashel in it. So then everything is muta. The gdeira is muta. The gdeira shel boso is muta. You can keep on cooking in it, boso again, and the tafshil that boso is muta. The akav, but the milk is spoon. So he's also lechatchila beinim boso beinim cholov. Umikolmokim b'deved in yisares kim shlo yisa basim. So why is b'deved in yisares? Because listen tam levgav. Listen tam levgav. And of course all the rishenim achilik on the sheet of Rabinu, of the Mordechai that mentions the name of Rabinu Bov. I mean that by boso b'cholov, so even if at the very outset it becomes an listen tam levgav. So it's, I mean, they're all chilik. So b'meilu b'deved it's muta. But still, lechatchila, you cannot use the milchikes spoon anymore. But it's not tam gam. The answer is because with the rabbanon it's also to be mivashel in a kele that is not tam gam. Let's say a kele in which you are mivashel on Sunday morning you are mivashel nibeir. So if you want on Tuesday to be mivashel heta, you're not allowed lechatchila. If you did, so that heta is muta there. But lechatchila not. So here too, this Kaf Chileves, so has a tam pogum of cholov, and in addition, a tam yishubach of bosom. So the combination is pogum. The combination of pasach cholov is pogum. But lechatchila you're not allowed to be mishtamish with that spoon, just as you're not allowed lechatchila to be mivashel in a kele that has a bliya of pasach cholov that is more than a bia. Here too, it's more than a bia. That's why lechatchila it's also. But the tour imply that. That the akapa sur lechatchila bein in bosa bein cholo davke emphasizes davke the kapi sur lechatchila. Mashein kin dekteire shel bosa is mutar in lechatchila. Immediately after you thrust the kapi leves into the kteire shel bosa, you are allowed to clean out that kteire shel bosa and to put in another piece of bosa and cook in it. Why shouldn't we apply the same lechatchila ligabe deiro as we apply ligabe the kapchelenis? So the Bais Yosef raised that question. Now, Umashi Koshet Rabbeinu, this is the sixth line in the third paragraph in the Bais Yosef. Umashi Koshet Rabbeinu, v'imeinakav v'yeimei, hagdeiro makavshu mutolim v'akav asuro lechatchila bein kosov v'cholov, v'im teima, ma b'deiro ikav, harei gam, הגדירו בלום בוס המחולוב ומי תאי משור ישראל מפני שטעם החולוב שבו הוא פוגום כף נעמי טעם חולוב שבו הוא פוגום. Why are you mad here? To clean out the gdeiro של בוסו immediately after this cooking and put in another piece of בוסו and cook it. Why? Because but the calf chilebes was thrust into it, so the calf chilebes was paleed into that day off. So but it's not a beer, it's nascent time with gum. So it's good alakhatchile to use that day shall boss. So let it be good alakhatchile to use the cup too because it's nascent time with gum. The age like now. The cup shan shebola hacholov bishashvoch hilka hafaha shenim gum osa kidin kele shayne beyeni. שאוסו לבשל בין לחתחילה מה שאין כי בגדי או שלו יבוא לטעם החלום אלא אחר שנבקע שהי כשנתחף הקהל בידי רוב לא הויו בינייני הילקח להילקח שור וחיים צי בזה כוספתי זה בראש בסיף הבריזור וזהו ישן המדביש של מדי ומחליש עם מסגי מהגדיר האסור התפסומיתה כי הגדיר אהב לביס הכנב שנבקע אבל הטף שלו הויו ביס המילו So he says, because in view of the fact that the Nisa of Nesim Tamil Gam Lechatchile is the Nisa of Rabbonu only, so when the Chachon Masa Lechatchile Nesim Tamil Gam only for the very outset when the Tam was Nivla, it was a Tam Shivach, and then by virtue of its staying in a latent state B'sir Teifnei Akli for over 24 hours and became Pog, but if at the very outset when the particles become absorbed by the Deif Nakli, it's already pogum, then there is no Yisera, even Chathil and Rishayim say that. I mean, that's the reason as to why when we wait 24 hours for a Kli Yisera, so then we make a gole and we don't worry as to whether there is Shishim in the Mayim or there is no Shishim, it doesn't matter. So if, let's say, you don't wait 24 hours and you want to be Magal and Klisham Yisera, then you have to make sure that the volume of the water has 60 measures negate the quantity of Yisera that is Bolua indicated. Mashayim came, if you waited 24 hours, you don't have to worry because it doesn't matter. But then you can ask, how does the Agole avail us? In other words, let's say you take a spoon that has a glee of the veil of Chedev, and you dump it and you let it stay idle for 24 hours. Then you dump it in boiling water. But so what happens? The bliya sisa, the veil that is blue in the interior of the spoon, comes out into the mayim, and then it's bliya its mayim. So it's bliya again the same bliya sisa. The answer is, in view of the fact that the spoon was laid idle for 24 hours, so the bliya of the sisa is already tampogum. So now, once it is niflat into the mayim of the kli, so and then the mayim are absorbed by the kli, it doesn't matter because when it absorbs, when the mayim is absorbed by the Kele. So what kind of a state is the Bria of the Yisar in the Mayim? In the Pomo. So at the very outset, when it is reabsorbed, it's already Pomo. So there is no Yisar Rabbanon of this Tamil now. Oh, when is there Yisar Rabbanon of this Tamil Dam? Only when at the outset, when it was absorbed by the Devan Akli, it was absorbed in a state of Meshubach. And then by virtue of it staying in a latent state for 24 hours, it became Pomo. But even at time, it is absorbed. So, it is already Pogum, there is no Yisra'abon. So, Mele, here, that's the basis for the Heter of being Magid. Even if there is no Shi, after it stayed idle for 24 hours, even though there is no Shishim in the Mayim, Negev Eklisa. So, here too, he says, in the vis-a-vis Gdeiro Shal Boso, so Mele, Gdeiro Shal Boso has Boso Ben. And then, then when the Kaf Leves was thrust into it, so it was Beleya, a particles of Cholom. So at that time, when it was Beleya, the Deir Shal Boso was Beleya, the particles of Cholom. In what state was it Beleya, the particles of Cholom? In a state of Pogum. So maybe it's in Mutal Mishtamish and Chathilin, the Deir Shal Boso. Mashiach in the Kaf Leves, so when it absorbed, the cholov, it was mishubach, the milchik espoon. It absorbed the cholov, it was mishubach. Now at the time it was thrust into the devash of boso, when it absorbed also particles of boso, so the particles of cholov that are latent is already pogum. But at the time it was absorbed, the particles of cholov were absorbed by the kav, it was mishubach. So mimeila it was alechad. Alright. Now, Kosar, Bisefer Atrumitz. Avo Gavdi Bishol Yisur, in the Yoshul Yisar, Shishu Asur Yisrael. Bilo Yisar, im hu chamu bocham, im Bisech Meisliyes, chshive kibas yeimo, shaita amisa shebidei opol Yisich HaMayim. Bilo im Bishish Nivatu, vichula Mishalinon, vinas kibas yeimo, utzchicha Meisliyes lachachim HaMayim, bibosa bechol ovei nikeim. Shim bishlu bo boso. So he said like this. Kosa b'siv atrumitz. Avol gav di bishol yisur im deir o shol yisar sheshua so meisleitz. Bilo yisar. Im huchlu bocham im bisech meisleitz. Shive kibas yeim o shari tam yisa shebidei ropol lezich amai voi bishishim ribad ובכולו משאבינו, ונעשת בעשיין, הוא צריך מישראל להכחים על המים, בבוסו בכל אובי ניקי, שביישלו בבוסו, הוא צריך מישראל סוך במים, ואחר ששואה עשו מישראל, לבישלו הבוסו, בישלו בו, בישלו בו, חולו, מותר, אף על פי שאיר בישראל מישראל, סליחים על המים, אף על כך לבישור ישראל, שבתאירו, ישראל בלו הבטח, כן צולים בלוי מיסה, ובשלום ידיעו של היתר. צולח סמך כנגד כל הפצולים, ומסגים סמך כנגד כל הבריאה, בבוסו בכל אובי נקי. שאם צולים הירוקים שבלוי מבוסו, ובשלום ידיעו של הלבס. אם יודוע כמה בוסו בלוע בפצולים בירוקים, אם צולח על הסמך כנגד הבוסו, ולוי כנגד כל הפצולים והירוקים. Now this dinner is in Rat Chumis, who discussed at great length, in Tamu Ves in Simen Kup Gimel. And at that time it was mentioned that there is a machleke between the Bes Yosef and the Shach. Now I think that at that time, not only did we go over in Siman Kuf Gimel the Shach, but we went over the Shach inside in Siman Tzadik Dalet Sifchot Beis. Now, so here in Siman Kuf Gimel, so the Shach, we see Futres in the Shach when he says they was it. See, they was she blew up in Bosa the Hollow Shin's Basham, but the Yaha. Oh, you say, I have a kid, Shabbat, I have a Hufabu Mai, she was a Yimash, she may stay, we shall be sure of my. So, what does the Bitsi Batrumes mention? The same Batrumes says that if, let's say, you are me Bashel, at 6 o'clock in the morning, let's say on Wednesday, you are me Bashel, in the veil, in the pot. You are me Bashel, in the veil, in the pot. And then at 12 noon Wednesday, you took the same path which was clean, the same path in which at 6 hours before Nivele was cooked. So at 12 noon on Wednesday, you took the same path, and you are mivashel mayim on the vegetables in that part, and then is so you are mivashel heter, and then you are mivashel, let's say, heter. So he says, Yisah, G'day Avon Shor Yisur, G'day Rosh Al Yisah, Sheshua Asom Yisrei Yisro Yisah. So, and then at 7 a.m. Thursday morning, more than 24 hours after the Nevela was called. So you want me Vashel Heter in it. So in view of the fact that water was boiled at 12 noon Wednesday. Now, so the question is, that hafshil that is cooked at 7 a.m. Thursday, more than 24 hours after the veiler was cooked, but less than 24 hours after the water. So the question is it considered as oser or not? So is chshive kibas yeimo. So the tafshil that is cooked at seven a.m. Thursday morning is considered like a tafshil that is cooked in a kilesh of Yisrael that is bas yeimo, even though more than 24 hours have elapsed already since the time that the veil was cooked. But less than 24 hours have elapsed since the water was boiled. So still it is us. Sharitam is a shabig deir and polar mesichamayim. Li beshishim levatlo, li bechulam misharinon, vinases basyeimo, utzlichem meisleis, islach achim lamayim. So when will the tafshil be muter? If at 1 p.m. Thursday, you will cook the tafshil. But if you cook the tafshil at 7 a.m. Thursday, even though it's 24 hours after the cooking of the Nevela on Wednesday at 6 a.m. So it's also there. But because of the whole of Elikim, Shimbish Lubo Boso, if on Wednesday at 6 a.m. you are Mivashel Boso, and on Wednesday 12 noon you boil water, and at 7 a.m. you cooked cholov, you boiled. At 7 a.m. Thursday, you cooked cholov. Useich meisleis, or my, viacha sheshuasa meisleis, libishla boso. At 7 a.m. Thursday, bishle b'cholov. So it's 20, more than 24 hours as of the cooking of the boso. But less than 24 hours as of boiling of the water. So that cholov is good there. Afo pishu, useich meisleis, lichimu mamayim. Alright. So at that time we saw that there were two pshotim. Now the smack was chilek. The smack was chilek vis-a-vis the case where the veil was cooked at six a.m. Wednesday, and then at 12 noon Wednesday water was boiled, and then at 7 a.m. Thursday, so a tafshil shel heter was cooked. So what is about to say that the tafshil shel heter is also in view of the fact that less than 24 hours have elapsed as of the boiling of water? The smart is chelik. So at that time we saw that there is a machleket between the Bes Yosef and the Shah. Now according to the Bes Yosef, so this Sefer HaTrumo, even though the Tur mentions it, and the Tur himself passes like Abin Ephraim, but this Sefer HaTrumo, the Tur cites, according to Bes Yosef, according to the Shite, that we apply the Aloha of Tichanasis Nevele, Tabishon Yisur. So that's the reason as to why the Sefer HaTrumo says. That Bishon Yisun Vishal Yisun Shishu Asim Yisrael 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 Yisrael. So, and they gave a time of the veil in that mayim. So, the veil of the mayim became a chticha di yisureh. So, now we have to wait 24 hours from the boiling of the mayim, which is a chticha di yisureh. And the smart also agrees with the sheet of the Rav that we applied the halacha of Tichanas Neveil Gabi Shoy Surin. But according to the Smart, Tichanas Neveil it implies only that we need Shishim neged the whole Chtiche of Heter that absorbed the Tamisa. But it has no application with Gabi Beyemei. That's the sheet of the Smart. This is the Pshat of the Siyos. The Shach we saw there, and at that time we went over even the Shach here. So the Shach sheet is no. He says, after all, the two mentions that Sefer HaTrumah. So if the sheet of the Sefer HaTrumah had been based upon the premise of Chtichanas Neveil Gabi Shoy Surin, the two shouldn't mention it, because so what does the mind represent? True, it's not a tichat nevele, but it's a leisintamba, leisintamdi isure. But leisintamba, leisintamdi isure, even the thousandth derivative is still awesome. So nevele, that mind has a second derivative of nevele. It's not that the mind per se is a tichat isure, that's not. But even Rabbi Ephraim will agree, also it is. According to Rabbi Ephraim, you don't need shishim neged all the whole quantity of water. You only need shishim neged the quantity of nevele that is contained in the water. But the water is also because the water has a derivative time of nevele, of the derivative time of nevele. So nevele, we have to wait chavdale choice as of the derivative time of nevele. And the derivative time of nevele. That's the pshat of the shach. I mean, that's the pshat of the shach in the Sefer HaTrumah. Mashen kei, in the case of Bibosa b'chol ovenitz. Shim bishlu boso, ubiseich meislich umamayim. Vachas yishuas mislis, bishlu amayim bishlu b'chol ov. So according to Mishuas of pshat, it's not shayach b'seich tichanasis nevele. Because even according to the Ram, that we do seich tichanasis nevele, that's your soul. So even it's a surah bola. But here, what happened? Had Boso combined with Mayim, So you can't say that the whole mind is an entity of vessel. Only by Yisurah Bola we say to Chanas is Nereh. But so then, Vach Hashem is Lesl Bishlabai, Bishlu Chol of Muter, Avu is Sich Lesl Chmamayim, because we don't say Chanas Nereh. And according to Shach, that is also very simple. Because when the vessel, when the bosom was cooked at 6 o'clock in the morning on Wednesday, so the bosom gave the tam heter in the day. Then when you boiled the 12 noon Wednesday, my minute, so then the day I gave the tam in the mind. So it's an easy, so it's already an easy tam, an easy tam the tail. So maybe you don't have to wait 24 hours. Alright. Ah, forgot. Now, then again, the tour continues. אף על גב בישור איסורים שבתאירו איסה ולא בית אפילו צור מולי איסה וביש לא מידי אושר את הצור ושמה כנג כבר הצורים וביסה ושמה כנג כבר הדויה הוא יורד יהד את זה בשבילו ובוסה בכל הבני כאילו שאם צור מירו כי שבוי מבוסו וביש לא מידי איך לבס אם ידוע כמה בוסו בלוע בצור מירו כיס אין צור איך לסמה כנג לבוסו ולא יכנג את הצור בירו כיס אקורי כנג שחס פשט מבטור so this second statement is mamish Mamish declaratory of the rationale of the first statement. And according to the Yosef Shapley too, all right, so there's no difficulty either. It's not declaratory, but both dinim are true. Alright. Because of Arab Peretz, Yeish Reitzim Lehatir, Boso, Riseyach, Shechotre, Bisakin Chilebes, על ידי קליפה, וכדאמרים לו גבי ביסה שחיתה, ריסייח, ויסה גבי קליפה, זה זה שיטה, זה רבי פרץ מנשיס, ואת רבי פרץ ריג'קט את שיטה, so there was a שיטה, that if you had בוס או ריסייח נקלי רישי, and you cut it with the סכין חילבת, when you cut it with the מלכי קנאי, so then you only have to peel off from the boso. It doesn't tassar the boso completely. Now, why does it tassar only kidei klipe? Why does it tassar only kidei klipe? So he says that yesh reitzin equated with beis hashlit. Now there's machlekes in Gemara. Tavches in chum, if somebody shechts in behemoth, with the sakin shal nochi, the sakin shal yisra. So one says that all that is required is just adochet, and the other one says that it is required to be killed with the bisa shchite. Now we pass him by the mandoma that we have to peel off the bisa shchite. So why? What is the reason? The reason is because chim bisa shchite is mabli akini klipe. But most rishonim explain it that it doesn't mean that chim bisa shchite is mabli. Chim bisa shchite combined with duch gemisa kine is mabliya klipe. Chim bisa shchite combined with duch gemisa kine is mabliya mbisa klipe. Kidei klipe. Is mabliya kidei klipe. So, the yesh mi mfosh in the Rabbi Peretz equate boso nesiyach shechot chim bisa kine chalebes to sakin the shalochim that he shech ibehimo. So just as over there. You only have to be killed, so you have two. You only have to be killed. That's a very strange thing. So Rabbi Peretz says, Rabbi Peretz rejects it. He says, "Well, we don't know the also. The also main kol abim orisachas el mikim bisashchit olivat. Avochtiche shekulo orisachas kishachis chineiso bisakin chileves mispashit bikulo vikulo asur imen boshishim kineget kol asak." But here. The bliya penetrates completely. You see, over there, so it's not really chav. Bisa shchita is chav, but there is a certain heat. And even kidei klipe, so most rishonim say that it's only required because of the combination of the chim bisa shchita and the tuch kidei sakine. But without the combination of chim bisa shchita and tuch kidei sakine, it couldn't be mavliya even kidei klipe. Mashaykin here, the sakin shel cholov was used. The sakin shel cholov was used on boso niseyach in iklirishin. In iklirishin. So mimele, it's real bliye. So mimele we require shish. And we pass on like Rabbi Perry. It's not like the Yeshiva Porsche. אבל חתיך שפולו מסך השכים, מסך הכלבס, מספר שבכולו, וכולו אסור, אם אין בו שישים כנגד כל הסך. Now, the question is, all right, it should ask them more than the Greek. But why should it ask the whole person? Why should it require shishit? The maximum that it could ask her is killing and killer. Because that's the halacha we learned in Talmudus. I mean, all of Simei Kufei is based upon that premise. That without Rite, so let's see if you have three, without Rite, or even Bishop, but if you have no Rite, let's say, on the uppermost Hatikha, Tikish or Holo, let's say, if a Tikha sees a pose, and a Hatikha shall bustle that is in the path, but is above the level of Rite, so the maximum that it can be applied to is getting it healed. In order to spread the Nisa, evenly the whole day, or you must have Rite. Here there is no Rite. There is no Rite. It's just a solid piece of meat that is hot. So the sheet of the Yeshiva portion is difficult, because the sheet of the Yeshiva portion says that it's only also getting Rite. That's strange. But why should it be also completely? It should only also be getting Nitile. Like tree. Why is it better than tree? There is no Rite here. There is no Rite here. So the Shach discusses that here in Shalom. And he has two Lishenes. The Shach has two Lishenes. The Shach has two Lishenes. Now, turn to the Siman Tzadik Dalet, Sif Chof Zayin Shach. Siman Chof Zayin. Now he says, the Mechaber, Siman Zayin, Sif Zayin says, what shall we say? שחותך מסך מחלבס כל החתיך העשור ממהים בו שישים כנבי וכמסעתי שכל החתוך so that's the sheet of Rabbi Peretz so he says we are all that we've come in Simon Kufay Sintal because we are to Ramchad in the Paul Nisa our חתיך של Ibero שיוחוץ לרעית פסגה במיטיל so here there is no way to be the יש לי מהבישן האוכל תקבדוך כמסעתי ממספה של ביקור So he says a big chiddush. It's pshat from Rabbi Peretz. Since we see that Turki Nisakine has special significance, so mele, when do we say the dovacham, even if it is without reading, can only be mavliya, the maximum of making dile not bechule? That is, if it's uncoupled with Turki Nisakine, but dovacham. Coupled with Turki Nisakine can be Mavliya even without Rite Bechule. It's a big Chiddush. It's only one more in the Shach. It's a big Chiddush. All right. V'chein mashma chilu b'zeh b'siyosef u'isavet ha'shom. Ayin shom. So actually, it's one more in the b'siyosef too. Oid yesh leima. So that's one more in the Shach. Oid yesh leima. Istam sakin bolu agam kin mishamnu mishalchem. So in other words, because Stam Sakin is Beruah Gamkin Mishamune Shelchem. Mishamune Shelchem. Now we have finished it. Now look what the Mechaber concludes. And then let's see what the Torah himself says. Says, "Do it, Dom. Do some. In Kol Bisa Beimu Misachas, Mikem Bisa Shchitel Levat. Avol Chtiyecha Shekulo Misachas, Ki Shchitel Nisik Misach Mechlebes, Mispach Vechulo Vikol Asur. Yimim Moshishim Nekol Asak. Vidaf Ki Shasakim Beyeimo. Avol Meino Beyeimo. Oy Ni Yedeya Imo Beyeimo. Ilav Yimistom Ine Beyeimo. Vistom Stam Keli Imeinam Beyeimo. Vistam Keli Beyeimo. Avol Klipe Boy. So what does the Torah say? If it is a Beyeime." So then it asks the whole person, and we nikish. But if it's not a b'yeime, if it's not a b'yeime, or even stam, so then we assume that it's not a b'yeime. So then we don't nikish him, but it only asks us getting creepy. Now the Mechaber mentioned the same thing. In Sivzal, boss, obviously, I should have been saying, I'm going to have 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 turn again to the Shachis of Zion. We have a couple of things to pay. If that was the Saturn, you know, we saw the Hashimil. She would say, Sagan Till, Yishlima, the Sakin, and the So, what is that there? So what is that talent? That it's Bolua Mishamnu Shalchem. So the male, where it is Bolua? Mishamnu, so it over Shomein, so it's Bifatea Bikule, that's the Aloche. So the male, it's also Bikule, it's also Bikule, because it has a glee of it over Shomein, and the over Shomein is Mifatea Bikule without it. Even without painting. Alright. Now then, Iname, a third teret, Maile Shabosa Shame. Not that the Saki has a glee of the Dom Shame. But the Bosom itself is Dom Shame. And the Aloha is that it doesn't matter which thing, which Chiche is the Dom Shame. Whether the Chiche shall be Sea or the Chiche shall Eter. So that the Psak is Shpano. That even the Dom Shomen is the Heter, so the Heter and the Yisar is Kochush, so then it's Mifape. So he said, Iname Maire Shaboso Shome, Uvidom Shome, because Atum Chadoshom, the Yisar Atzam, Via Vogav Rikam, Ris Simen Tzadigbo, Im Chota Bisaken Shom Yisar, Oi Shel Chol of Tzom. In yourself, Mithile, Yishleima, the awesome, now the awesome, like Elo Mishumchu Feditzon. So the Aloha is that in the Bahari, even with Zainan, if it's coupled to Kerisakine, so it's Mavlia. The Bitzainan, something is not Mavlia. And even to Kerisakine is not Mavlia. Bitzainan. But only if Zainan, even to Kerisakine, is coupled with the Dov Chaviv of Tzeinen, then it's Mavliya. But how much is it Mavliya? If Duchke Nisakine is coupled with the Dov Tzonim, that is Dov Chaviv, so then it's only Mavliya, can you kill it? So why should it be Mavliya here? So he said, Yesh Tov Dohos Mbeklo Mishabchur Vritzan, Vavaka Vishpinski Nidhi Amchava Shabchur Vritzonim, Odif Nidhera, Nasakim Yimashmi, Nisitam Mishvach, Mikol Mokim Bihim, Nispashit Vichulei, So, Bishol is up. Never worry. Alright, so then, this is the shot. Alright. Now. Alright, now. Alright, that finishes. Simen Tzadik Dalet Mutter. Now we'll start Simen Tzadik Dalet in the Mechaber Rav. Toch Ateichiv Tavcheleves Bideiro Shal Boso. O Yitre, Nishar in Bechol Masha Nitchav Mimene Bideiro. Vimakav Biyemei Dahane Sheshim Shubei Bekvirishin Teich Meis Leis. Imakav Biyemei Dahane Sheshim Shubei Bekvirishin Teich Meis Leis. That's one sheet. That we don't say Hamikto se Hamkula, you should require Shishin neged the whole calf. But we only require Shishin neged that part of the calf that was thrust into the grave. V'yesh mishem, shim ha-kaf shom ha-pres, nisharim bechulei, mishim ha-mikto se Hamkula. Even those Rishayim that say, we have to be mishayek in the whole calf, it's only by matres, because metal is a heat kind of calf, but not by other hand, that not. Usvon Rishayim yitya, v'chein yad. So there are more passages like the first one. We don't say that if you put half of the spoon into the dere, so, and the other half is outside the dere, that you should require shishin, maybe the size of the other half is outside. Even though it's metal and it's a heat conductor, but that does not mean, so it's a heat conductor, that does not mean that the same heat that is at the bottom of the cup that is inside the dere will be felt immediately, and the top of the dere that protrudes beyond the dere. In toch avakav b'deo shli pomi, will need a bit time, because if need a bit time, so bitl was chal on the first tchive. So then we, the second tchive will require only shishim. The second tchive, not neged both tchives. But if lo need a bit time, so bitl was not chal. So in the end, there is a possibility that we have two times the ten gzeisim that was beruah in the car. So based on shishim. So the two didn't mention any other shite, but the Rambam mentions another shite. V'yeish emrim disage b'pamach hashishi v'cheineya v'cheineya. In other words, that we don't, even though there is a possibility that in the first chive it was the 59-60 years of that year who was nischach into the year, and it was replaced by 60 years of the same quantity of bosor, and then the second chiles of, so the whole thing was nisazer, even though it's possible, but since everything emanated from the bli of the same calf, so al pidim we are only nishay once, and that's the way it passed. The nishemrim the sage the pam achashish v'chinei im yisamach nevat lakaf ad yomatav shumetori av lakaf ose av im bosa binu cholo lifi shehu lifi shehi blua mi bosa bicholo vafimu bide evri seres im chozru itochku bin bosa binu cholo kol man shibas yeimo vim yisamach ak ose banoye afilu agdeira ach muta los niseich epeire shetzeinen kim shemilene mikufi yisea I may not have a may, I did not have some tori, even the Hatrile. The calf was a Hatrile. So the Vesiosef explained the distinction between the calf that is also a Hatrile and the deer that is Mutal Hatrile. Because the calf is also nation time with dam. But at the very outset, when it was Belea, the whole of it was nation time with Shvach. Mashain came, the deer is also at the very outset with the Belea, the whole of, so it's nation time with dam. Now the Mechaber discusses a certain deal, but in order to understand that Mechaber and the rest and the Amor, so we have to know the deal of Nabana. Now turn to the Gemara in Chum of the Gemara of Nabana. Now we discussed many times Nabana. We discussed many times. Now, that could be doubted. Omud Beis, the second line from the end of it. Oma Cheskin Shema Baye, Yilche said, Dogim Sheolu Bikoro, Muta Locho Mikusa. Sonim Shechot Chobisaki, Shechot Abobosa, Oso Locho Mikusa. Beane Mile Tzonim, Dagatchu Peibola. So this is the Gemara. So we have two memories here. The second memory deals with the Dobachar. With the Dobachar. The Tzonim Shechot Chobisaki, if you had a reddish, that you, the Bisaki Shechot Aboboso, also Locho Mikusach. So we have the Haloche, that the Dobachar, that can be Mavliya, even B'tzeh. If it's coupled with Docher Isakim, not the Dovah Chari, that doesn't mean that if you put radishes into a cold kale, cold radishes, you put in cold clay, so then there is bleeding. But when there is the combination of Dovah Chari and Docher Isakim, so you will be saying that it's Mabri. So that's the second thing. So the Shechot Isakim, Shechot Aboboso, a Fleshike Sarai, so you use that in cutting radishes. So you cannot eat these radishes with milk. Why? Because the radishes absorb the bosor. But how can they absorb the all b'tzeinen? The answer is a radish is dovachari, and there is duchke nisakine, so it can absorb. V'hamim miletzonun, agachuf, ribole, avokishes, all right, we don't see. Well, that's the second thing. We are primarily interested in the first thing. Dogim Shaolu Bikoro, Muta Locho Mikusach. Now, Muta Locho Mikusach. Muta Locho Mikusach. So then, let's see the tastes. Hilchas. Dogim Shaolu Bikoro. So actually we have three shivas of shame. So what's the reason? Why do we say that if you put hot fish in a fleishi kikar, so you can eat those fish with butter, because it's nesin tam ba nesin tam, not ba not. The meat gave a tam in the kare, and the kare gave a tam in the fish. So it's not the primary tam of paso, the fish represents the derivative tam of paso. So the primary tam of paso you cannot eat with the butter. But the secondary tam of paso, the derivative tam of paso, you can eat with butter. Now, so there are many mishayim from the tam that he has okay, and it's mashma from Rashi and Hu, that his hishiki is also like that the same thing applies to dogim shenis bashma b'dei roshon paso. If you cooked fish in a fleishike pot, a basheime, you're allowed to eat that fish with butter. Why? Because the boss of the tam in the tere and the gear in the tam in the fish, so it represents the secondary tam of meat, you're allowed to eat it with butter. Now then, the Rabbon and Rashi Shite and Chum appears to be in line with the Shite from the tam in the Riyazoke, that not after dogim shol b'kor roshon paso, but even dogim shen izbash b'dei roshon paso. However, the Rabbon, who was the son-in-law of Rashi, So he mentions the name of the Rashi, that Rashi Shite is, unlike Rashi Shite here, that Rashi Shite is that only dogim sholu bikor. So then the bliya is a bliya metis. After all, it wasn't cooked in a fleshike pot, it was only placed in a fleshike plate. So the bliya is a bliya metis. But dogim shen izbashu b'dei roshon paso, where the bliya, a thorough bliya, so it even not banatis also. Is also the Rabbon. Yeah, that's the Shite of the Rabbon. He mentions that in the name of Rashi. And then there is a third Shite, and that's the Shite of the Balatrumo and the Smak, that Dogim Shemiz Bashlu B'Gdei Roshel Boso is Muta Le'ochlo Mikusa. But Dogim Shemitzlu B'Gdei Roshel Boso in a frying pan of Boso is Osa Le'ochlo Mikusa. Why should there be a distinction? That's the Shite of the Balatrumo and the Smak. Why should there be a distinction between frying fish in a fleishike frying pan? So then you can't eat that fish with milk. And cooking fish in a fleishike pot, so then you are allowed to eat that fish with milk, because when you cook in water. So when you cook fish in a fleishike pot, so then it's three nadbanats, not two nadbanats, because the meat gave a tam in the pot, and then the pot gave a tam in the water, and the water gave a tam in the fish. So the fish represents this, not the first derivative of tam boso, but the second derivative of tam boso. Mashaikin, when you fry fish in a fleishike frying pan, so the meat first gave a tam in the frying pan. Then the frying pan gave it tam directly in the fish. So it's only two nadbanat. So two nadbanat according to the sifatum and the smag is also midrabonon to be eaten with milk. But three nadbanat, so is muter. Now you can say that even when you cook, for the same reason, by the same token, that dogim shenitzlo b'gdei roshel paso. So you have only two nadbanats. Why two nadbanats? Because when you fry, you don't have any medium, any water. You put a little of shamnunis, but the shamnunis, after a few moments, is all evaporated. So then, after a few moments, so no medium is left. So the fish directly absorbs from the fleishike frying pan. So the same thing you could say in the case of dogim shenis bashlu b'dei roshon paso, because the fish comes in contact with the gerem, it constantly is in contact with the gerem. So many particles from the gerem are niflat from the gerem, and they are absorbed directly by the fish. So it's not three nisnat, it's not three nadbanats, but it's two nadbanats. So
So that Chita can be explained in two ways. Either they hold that in view of the fact that there is water, the procedure is, the mitzvah is, that it's not gilea directly from the gilea, and it's only gilea through the medium of the water. When there is no medium, let's say when you fry something, so then it has to absorb directly from the frying pan. But when you have water, then it doesn't absorb directly. Or we can say that a little bit is absorbed directly from the frying pan. But the bulk of the blie goes through the medium of water. So mainly the blie that comes directly is only blie meretz, and the blie and the substantial blie goes operates through the medium of water. So it's three nabanos. It's three nabanos. Most basic game explain it that way. That even in Dogim Shemis Basra Bidei Oshal Boso, there is a little bit of blie that operates directly. But that's only blie meretz. And blie meretz, we are not worried when not enough. Mashenke, we see Dogim Shol, because he's mutaloch l'mikusach. But there too, we have two nabonats, not three. The answer is blie meretz. So blie meretz, we are not worried about the fact that it's only two nabonats. But when are we worried, and we are mocked that it shouldn't be eaten with milk, only when it's a blie merubo. So then, two nabonats is osea, lo chum mikusach, three nabonats is muter. So we may let dogim shen is bashu blie oshal poso. So as far as the substantial blie, so it's a blie of three nabonats. A little bit takes effect directly, so that's only blie meretz. Alright, so that's the shita of the siman humo and the siman. Now let's see tesis. Hilches a dog, the gemor. Hilches a dog, shall be koro, shall boss of the loch be kusak, and a koro, I don't say in him, it's a clip say. The like a man the poet, a look shiach and a risaya. The bay you go up, in tattoo you go up, clip and you boy. The I'm going to take his day, make a little boy. Bishim rashe, pirish ribom chasone, daf yo, sure. Apple is bashwasa, but from the rashe here, and who it's mashma just the reverse. So Rashi was crazy. Rashi was crazy. Alright. Aber mit Basel los, die Chita, hat Teil der Chosche. Und bo meißere von den Beisen, mit Basel mit Deo schon Cholo auf Basel, was mit Mulje se schon Bosse. Wie ich lobe Reihe, mit Worf, mit Zonin, sich hat von Isakim, die aus der Loch und Bikusach. Wie ich mit Agaf Chur, wie Bola Zwei, wie Chosche mit Chata Teil. Wie mit Basel, wie Gora mit Zonin. Now, there are two pshot in Rashi, and the second memory of this Gemara, of Abaye Silches. One Ilchese of Abaye is Dovim Shalom Kor, mit Loch und Bikusach. Then the second memory is Tzonun shechot kumisakim shechot kumibosa osho luchum mikusach v'hanu mile Tzonun. So there are two pshat mirashi. One pshat mirashi is that it's only if the sakim was not mikunach yofi. So it had some sakim shel boso has certain shamanis, has certain specks of grease of boso. Unless you took the trouble, one took the trouble of cleaning it. So, but usually, even if you did wipe it, it still has some grease adhering to the surface of the sake. So the halach is that. So when do we say that tzonin shechot habisake and shechot hababoso? So is ocholo osoleich lemikusach. That's only stam sake that is not mikunachyo. So it has shaminis adhering to the surface of the sake. So if it had grid of a harif, so even though it had the chamunis, so then it should be enough to be madiach the radishes. Why peel off the radishes? But because it's of a harif, so then the chamunis bien of boso is nivra. Mashain came if we know that the sakin was spotless, no shamunis adhering, so then even though it's in the Vacharif, it will not be mafrik from the interior of the Sakin. That in the Vacharif will not be. But there is another pshat that this is, that Abaye is referencing to the case where the Sakin Shel Boso was completely not spotlessly. So since there is a combination of Tuchke de Sakin and the Vacharif, so even though it's in them, so not only can it be mavliya by the Vacharif combined with Tuchke de Sakin, the shamunis, but it can even be mafrik from the interior of the sack. So there are two Mishenes in Rashi. Alright, so he says, Bishem Rashi Pirush Rivon Chasson Adav Kol Vishoram Vash Lo Osach Atay Mechosh Upo Maisel Fon El Beis Shabas Bidei Yoshon Cholo Vosh Vas Memul Yesi Shol Vosh Viyish Lo Vrayel Dvorok Mitzon Lishchot Chubi Saki Dio Shaloch Lo Mikusech Vishin Dav Chub Vibor Atvei Vichosh Yitzch Atay Mei Vinizbash Lo Ikor Amitzon Umi Uli Pirush Mosh Nache She Pirush Bikundres Di Tay Mi Dosa Mishu Shashu Min Koro Shol Asaki Vini Nidya Vahav Tam Rishem Mitzon Yin Rayem Shom Because according to the Losh According to the one Moshin in Rashi. So Abaye Silchas is referencing to the case of Isaac and Noki. So then the question arises, why does he say Yosolochon Mikusea? Let it be true Chuf and Isaac. So let's say Chuf and Isaac has the effect not only of being Mavriya, but also of being Mafrit from the interior of Isaac. But it's still not Banat. It's still not banat because what happened? It is sakin shal boson. So the boson gave a tam in the sakin. Then the sakin by cutting the radishes, the clean sakin by cutting the radishes. So the boson, the tam boson was nifla. So first the boson gave a tam in the sakin, in the interior of the sakin, and then the interior of the sakin gave a tam in the radishes. So it's not banat. The answer is, since it's Lavachari, so even not Banat is Vasya, because the whole reason as to why not Banat is Mutea, because if it is a derivative tam, it's already Nipashatam. But if it is a sharp thing, a spicy thing, the sharp thing, the Lavachari, so then it's not Nikolash. So, Mimele, so even by Tzele, we say it's not Nikolash. So, Lachastama Vechamo, where Dogimon is Bashi Vyosho Vasya, so certainly it's not Nikolash. So when can we say it's Niklesh, it's all of the Koshavos? But if it's Mizbashu, so if by the Lachari, B'tzeinen, it's not Niklesh. Alachas Kama V'chamo, he says, that by the Matzeinen, even though it's Chari, so it's certainly not Niklesh. But that's not the Rayet Mure, because we can say that the Lachari, if it's not Niklesh, and by Bishu, not the Lachari, it is Niklesh. All right, but Teitzis assumes that if by the Lachari it's not Niklesh, so by Nizbashel it's certainly not Niklesh. But anyway, that is only Shayach if we explain it like the Roshan and Rashi, that Abaye Silcha says what is the case, whether it's a clean Sakin. But he, according to the other Roshan and Rashi, that Abaye Silcha says only what is the case, where the Sakin is not clean. So there is Shabine Shal Boso, so it's not Rabbanat, it's one time of Boso, there is grease. The reddish absorb Greece of both also, it's not the derivative time, so it's the primary time. He says, V'yesh lo v'ray v'vohov mitzon l'shchot v'sakla, so v'chum v'chus yam z'gav v'chum v'chum v'tvei, v'chosh yitra taimi, v'nizbash lo igor ha-mitzonu, u'mi hu v'pol yosh mosh nach, v'chum 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 Even with some mamash lech ochol bikor amir ishmol dosa. So mitchlosh nakul mash lechil no mizbash lo bul gavel isim tam ban isim tam pirush bikun tres. Di bo yom vishol im bosa mamash lech ochol bikor amir ishmol dosa dav isim tam rish mash metach perushin vishol im bosa u dosa. Avu vishol makor eshore. Viho, alright. And there's a whole discussion, but that is not negayas. Now then, at the end, he says, u kolis, the 16th line from the end of the thesis here. So thesis says, "Ukore shelishtam shul shelishtam shul b'mbosa shehut chubimach v'shel cholov v'chulim rishen u'shneim b'yeimon yesh le'eser afilu neima lav davkolu el afilu nizbashu imashamu nizbein ala kore izda v'kisakin shaloi niskanach v'yosa v'kundres loshnachei ואפילו אין שם נסבין עושה, דעקור יסנגז במחלץ, ונפלטה מזה לזה, ואבטם שני בייסר, ואין לו ידו בכלל לידו כמשור וביקורי, דו כשאתם שני של בוסף של חולוף, נכנס במים, מיד לסבע המים, וחסר להיסכן הקורס במחלץ, ואם הוא יחדים ויהי מיוזה שפיהי ממותר. So what is this in discuss? Suppose you had, I mean, this shyly all, many times comes up, it's a very relevant child, very frequently it comes up. in connection with dishwashers, so sometimes a mistake is made. So this shaila comes up. Now, so Teisa says, Uko Vishem Ishtam Shubem Boso, Shehut Rubimach, Shel Cholo, Biklirishen, suppose you had Fleshike Kares, clean, spotless clean. Spotless clean Kore Shambos without any shamans, and they were rinsed in a kele of cholov, in a clarition. They were rinsed also, and the kele of cholov is also spotless clean. Let's say you took a milchike kettle, a clean milchike kettle, and you put it on fire, and it boiled, and you didn't pour out the water, then, so it's a condition. Then you took the flesh kekeli, clean flesh kekeli, and you put them, you dump them in the milk kekeli without water. So Teisa says, Uko reshem ishtam shem ebosom, shehut chobimach v'shel cholom v'lishin, u'shneim meyemon, both. The milk kettle is a meyeme. It's a clean, but a meyeme. And the fleish kekelim, the fleish spoons, the fleish forks, the knives, and so on, are also meyeme. So these fleish kekelim were put in the kettle, the milk kettle. Yesh less. So everything becomes awesome. Afilu in neima, love that girl. El afilu in his bash. So even if we don't accept the shit of the divan, and we are making, and we say that not banat is mutar in the case of Nisbashu, because if we say like the Ribon, that not banat is only mutar in case of Olu, and the Bli, the Bli Metes, but in case of Dovish Nisbashu, the Oshel Boson, it's Osher, because it's a Bli of the Hubo, so then certainly it's Osher here, because you could not say, well, it should be mutar, because what happened here? You had a Fleishike spoon, and that was put in the Milchike kettle. So the Fleishike spoon was a spotless clean Fleishike spoon. So it represented the yuridic time of boso. The boso gave a time in the spoon gave a time in the mayim, and then the milchike kettle. So the milk gave a time in the kettle, and the kettle gave a time in the mayim. So you have a combination of two nabanats. So you have one derivative time of boso. And you have the other derivative time of cholov. They combine together, and according to the sheet of the Rivon, so a bliya merubah of nadbanat is osa. So you have two bliya merubahs of two nadbanat. So it's osa. But even according to the sheet of the time of the Riyazoti and Rashi sheet in Chum, that even though Gimshel is bashul in the Roshel Bos, so he's mutaloch in the kusar. So then you could argue with good logic that here it should be muter. Because what's wrong here? Nothing wrong happened. In other words, you had fleshike spoons, spotless clean fleshike spoons. So the meat gave a tam in the spoons, and the spoon gave a tam in the mai. In the mai. So it's an adbanat. And that combined, and then you have another adbanat. So each adbanat, each raw material is had there. So what's wrong with the mixture, the commingling of two raw materials, each of which is in Abanadeh Teire? That would be a good argument. So he says, Ukor Hashem Ishtam Shem Ebosa, Shutum Imach Vishol Cholo Vichlirish, Ushneim Yeimon, Yish Leesir, Afilu Neim, Alav Dav Geolu, Alafilu Mizbash, Ima Sham Nuriz Ben, Lakor Ezdav Gisakim, Shom Nizkan Ahtos, Ovi Kuntar Gosh Nachem. Then he says, Vafilu Ein Sham Nuriz Ben, Oseh. Well, that's the important. Where the shamanist is behind, or attempts to double cross. But he says, we can put, even if there is no shamanist, even if it's spotless clean. So it's still awesome. Da kores tegis ni machves. So takes this asas that on the basis of two reasons. So there is a shibis of a shame that say that it is muta. That it is muta. Now, that's the Shikha of the Rosh, and also the Rambam. So they say that it is Muta. Why is it Muta? Why does the Rosh and the Rambam say that it is Muta? Because of Nabanat, So here too, we have two nagbanats. Two nagbanats are coming. Because when you dunk the French spoons, so you have one nagbanat, two nagbanats. So one set of two nagbanats. In other words, the two nagbanats of boso, because the boso give it time, the spoon give it time, the mai. And then you have another set of two nagbanats, of cholo. In other words, the cholo give it time, the yidei v'nayero, and the yidei v'nayero give it time, the mai. So the mele, so etc. That's the sheet of the Rosh in the Rambam. But Teisve says that it's also there. And Teisve mentions two separate reasons as to why it's also there. So he says, but the Eish HaMil Ben also that Kores Leis B'machres B'niflat Tam Zelo Zeh. Because Baba Tam Sheni B'Yisr. Why is it? Because these Kores touch the spoons, don't remain hanging, suspended, don't remain hanging suspended in the mind. If we knew that every spoon remained suspended in the mind, not touching the Deifen, Hayero Achilleves, then in the Hanan, according to the first Russian taste, it would be Mutter. Why? Because after all, the spoon, the fresh spoon, didn't come in contact with the Deifen, Hayero Achilleves. So it only came in contact with water. Let's say, suppose you have with spring and pulleys. So, suspended in the mind. And they don't touch. I mean, that's possible. And they don't touch. And the fleshike spoons don't touch. Don't touch the Deifen Ayei Wachalemes. So then it will be muta, according to the first Russian Jesus. Why? Because then you would really have two sets of two nagbanats. One set of two nagbanats of boso, and another set of two nagbanats of holo, and they become mingle together, so you have a commingling of two other items, so there's nothing wrong. But since you don't have them suspended in the mind, so the spoons touch the Deifen Ayei Wachalemes, so mele there is a lot of blie coming directly without the medium of water. Without the medium of water. In other words, so then now the milk gave it time in the Deifen Ayei Wachalemes. And then you put a spotless clean fleshke spoon. That fleshke spoon comes in contact with the inner surface of the Deifen Ayero. So the mele, so the tam cholo that is latent in the Deifen Ayero is transmitted directly to the calf. The fleshke spoon without the medium of water. So then it means that the tam cholo is transmitted into the fleshke spoon. So the secondary tam is already iser, is already iser on pasal cholo. So that's it. That's one. So he says, "Da kol is negi de machmes." And if you say, "Baba tam sheni b'yisr," now, why is the rosh chereik? So apparently, the rosh holds that there couldn't be any blie directly from the fleshik spoon, even when it is in contact with the beifin ayir achlemes. There couldn't be directly, but it has to go through the medium of water. So in mele, it's not considered like a primary tam being absorbed, that the primary tam of cholo being combined with the primary tam of cholo. But